Once upon a time, there was a dog named Lucky.
And I just got a dog named Lucky from a yard sale.
And a bunny named Coconut. And they had an apartment together where they lived quite happily. Lucky was a very good cook, and Coconut was neat and tidy. So they were fine with Lucky doing all the cooking and Coconut tidying up. They got along quite well like that.
We had a pet hamster too, and his name was Rainbow.
They had a pet hamster named Rainbow, and they liked to take Rainbow for walks. They put a little tiny leash around Rainbow's little tiny hamster neck, and they walked him in the park. So, to be clear, that was a dog and a bunny walking a hamster. Now, you might think that this is one of those kind of worlds where dogs and bunnies and hamsters all walk upright and talk.
Daddy, one second. Is Finny Cat going to be in this story?
I don't know. But it wasn't. It's just a normal world like we know it. And there's one house that had a bunny and a dog living in it with a pet hamster, and they would go for walks. So everybody in the park was like, what the heck is this? How does this work? Why is this dog off the leash? And why is he walking a hamster? And who's this bunny? So they called the Humane Society to come and pick up these folks. But Lucky had been down this road before, and he knew exactly what was going on. So he scooped up his pet hamster and scurried home. And his bunny girlfriend, Coconut, she hopped off in a completely different way. But eventually they met at home. And they sat there. And Coconut wiggled her nose, which meant, this is getting crazy. And then Lucky barked, which meant, you're right, we gotta do something about it. So, what they decided to do was to go live in the country. So, they got all their stuff together. They left the last month's rent for the landlord. And they packed up their little hamster named Rainbow. And they left their apartment for the last time. They scurried in and out of parks, hiding in bushes, and then ran down the stairs to the subway and hopped on the subway. When they got to the last stop, there were people from the TTC waiting to capture them, but they managed to run through their legs or hop through their legs, depending on who we're talking about. And they scurried. They scurried up to another train, and that train took them off to the country. And they got out to the country, and they looked out the window, and they saw what they liked. They hopped out and scurried into a field. But then they thought, oh man, I miss our apartment. It was so cozy. And now we're just standing in a field. So they decided
to become secret agents to make money.
So they decided they needed to get a place. So they went to the pet store in the small town that they were in. And Coconut talked to the owner of the pet store while talking. They just wiggled it. She just wiggled her nose. But meanwhile, Lucky was in the back cooking up a storm with all the dog food they had back there. And he made a gourmet pet meal. All the pets that were at the pet store came running, and they loved the food so much that the pet store gave Lucky a job making customized gourmet pet food.
So he's a doggy chef.
So it wasn't very long before they developed a relationship, a good relationship with the pet store owner, and he said that they could stay in the shed behind the pet store. So they put together a nice little life for themselves, and they wander around the pet store, and they kind of went to different stores in the little strip mall that they were in, and they ran around the field, and Rainbow, their hamster, got to run wild. Nobody really bugged them because they were around a pet store, so they assumed that these pets were under control. And they were under control. They just wanted to be left alone. And or accepted in their community. And they were. And they were so happy about it. And other wonderful stuff. The end.
Next time we should do like a story.